Poor Harry! He could hear all this glee and merriment through the open window as he lay in bed. The storm of passion having subsided, there he lay weeping and disconsolate, a grievous sob bursting forth every now and then as he heard the loud peals of childish laughter, and as he thought how he should have laughed and how happy he should have been had he not forfeited all this pleasure by his own bad conduct. He wondered if Annie would not be so good-natured as to bring him a pair. All of a sudden he heard a little foot on the stair, pit-a-pat, and he thought she was coming. Pit-a-pat came the foot, nearer and nearer, and at last a small head peeped, half-afraid, through the half-open door. But it was not Annie's head. It was Frisk's. Poor Frisk, whom Harry had been teasing and tormenting all the morning, and who came into the room wagging his tail, with a great pear in his mouth, and, jumping upon the bed, he laid it in the little boy's hand. Is not Frisk a fine, grateful fellow? And does he not deserve a share of Harry's breakfast, whether he begs for it or not? And little Harry will remember from the events of this day that kindness, even though shown to a dog, will always be rewarded, and that ill nature and bad temper are connected with nothing but pain and disgrace.